有一对夫妇因为穷苦的时候曾经受过恩惠，现在他们发达了，想要回馈社会，于是就设立了一个食堂，免费提供饭盒给有需要的人。
There was a couple who was once destitute, but through the generosity of others became successful, so they decided to pay it forward by establishing a free food service for those in need.
起先大家都很怀疑，没有人来领取，后来有个流浪汉，他实在太饿了，于是就去领了一份。
At first, people were suspicious. Not many people came to get the free food. Then a homeless man, out of desperation, went and got one of the free meal packages.
他打开一看，不敢相信自己的眼睛，怎么会这么好？于是狼吞虎咽地吃完了。
When he opened it, he could not believe his eyes. A gourmet meal. He quickly devoured it.
吃完之后，他急忙去叫了一群同伴来，一下子就将所有的餐盒领光了。
Afterwards, he gathered all the others, and together they picked up all the free meals.
大家越吃越惊讶，怎么会有人白白赠送这么上等的餐盒？
Those who came with him were just as surprised. Why would the couple prepare such gourmet food for free at a soup kitchen?
这个流浪汉忍不住去问那对夫妇说，我很感谢你们的赠送，只不过我很好奇，一般人做善事都是将普通的或次等的送给别人，可是你们所送的却是最上等的，为什么你们要这样做？
The first homeless man finally had to ask, I'm curious, most charities give out things that are ordinary or second rate, but what the two of you actually give out is of the best quality.Why?
那对夫妇笑着说，我们也曾流浪过街头，后来有人给了我们一个餐盒，里面所放的食物都是最上等的，我们因那一餐饭而感到自己的价值，于是振作起来，有了今天的成就，现在我们所给的只不过是和当初我们所领受的一样罢了。
The couple answered, we were once homeless tooOne time, someone gave us a lunchbox filled with gourmet food. Eating that meal helped us feel our worth and gave us the strength to climb out of poverty. What we give out today is simply what we had received.
有人说传福音就是一个乞丐告诉另外一个乞丐哪里有东西吃。
Someone once said that sharing the gospel is like a beggar telling another beggar where the food is.
只不过我们所得到的可不是普通的东西。
The difference is that what we Christians receive is no ordinary thing.
我们过去所领受的是耶稣基督并他钉十字架，我们现在给别人的也是耶稣基督并他钉十字架，乃是最高品质的礼物。
What we receive is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So what we give others today is also Jesus Christ and Him crucified, which is the best gift of all.
教会也可以提供婚姻辅导、儿童照顾、社会关怀、心理建设，甚至一些健身的活动。
A church can provide marriage counseling, daycare, community outreach, even exercise program for healthy living.
教会也可以传繁荣福音，强调神在健康和财富上祝福你。
The church can propagate prosperity gospel, emphasizing health and financial blessings from God.
可是比起耶稣基督并他钉十字架，那些只能算是次等的东西。
But when compared to Jesus Christ and Him crucified, those other things are all inferior.
如果你给别人的是次等的东西，你只能算是一个慈善机构。
If what you pass on to others is inferior or second rate, then maybe you're just a charity.
如果你给别人的是最好的东西，你就是一个真正的教会。
If what you pass on to others is the best gift of all, then you are a true church.
现在我们来思考十字架的意义。
So let us ponder the meaning of the cross.
十字架的意义有三个 A, 就是赎罪、圣爱跟通达。
The meaning of the cross today, will be triple A.A standing for atonement, agape, and accessibility.
赎罪就是人的救赎完成了。
Meaning of the cross is atonement, the redemption of man obtained.
施浸者约翰看见耶稣到他那里，就说：“看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."
在古时候，一个人要到神的面前来，必须先献上赎罪祭。
In ancient times, if a person wishes to come before God, he must first present a sin offering.
你将手按在羊的头上，将罪归给羊，然后再将这只带罪的羊交给祭司杀了，就是将罪除去，你就得到洁净，可以来到圣洁的神面前。
By the placing of hands on the lamb, a person's sins are symbolically transferred to it. The sacrificial lamb is handed to the priest and killed, atoning for one's sins. Then the cleansed person can come before the holiness of God.
你可以在神的面前吃喝快乐，与神团契，也与人团契。
Only then can a person happily fellowship with God and with his people.
若不献上赎罪祭，你就不得洁净，你的罪还在身上，不得来到神的面前。
If there was no sin offering, then you would still be in sin, unable to come before God.
可是神是生命的源头，也是一切祝福的源头。与神分离，就是与生命分离，与一切的祝福分离。
Now God is the source of life and all that is good. And separation from God means to be separated from life and all that is good.
神爱我们，不要我们与他分离，于是差他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上，成为代罪的羔羊，承担世人的罪孽。
Now God loves us. He does not want us to be separated from him. So he sent his son Jesus Christ to die as a sin offering to bear the sins of the world.
耶稣被钉十字架的时候，就是神的羔羊被杀的时候。耶稣用自己的生命替人类献上了赎罪祭。
Jesus' crucifixion means the death of the Lamb of God. Jesus gave his own life to become a sin offering for the human race.
希伯来书九章十二节说，基督不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 12 says,And not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
那耶稣一次而永远地完成了赎罪的事，这是十字架的第一个意义。
Jesus completed eternal redemption once and for all. That is the first meaning of the cross.
十字架的第二个意义是神的爱。
The second meaning of the cross is God's love.
约翰福音十三章第一节说，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
In John chapter 13 verse 1 says, Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
那弟兄姐妹，什么叫做爱到底？就是为了我们，耶稣情愿牺牲自己的生命。
What does it take to love to the end? It took Jesus willingly giving up his life for us.
约翰一书三章十六节说：“主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。”
First John 3:16.We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
爱的定义是什么呢？爱的定义就是十字架。鲜花和礼物还不能算是爱，主为我们舍命，那才是真正的爱。
The definition of love is the cross. Love is not flowers and gifts. True love is the Lord giving up his life for us.
罗马书五章八节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
In Romans it says, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱在什么地方显明？在十字架。基督为了罪人死，神的爱就显明了，如同阳光普照那样子的显明。
So where did God demonstrate his love? On the cross. God showed his love when Christ died for us while we were still sinners.
神爱我们到了一个程度，弟兄姐妹，宁可为了拯救我们这些罪人，让他的独生子被钉死在十字架上。
God loved us so much that he let his one and only begotten son die on the cross in order to save us sinners.
你舍得牺牲自己的儿子来拯救街上的一个流浪汉吗？我知道我舍不得。不要说是牺牲了，叫我儿子损伤一根小指头，我都舍不得。
Would you be willing to sacrifice your child to save a beggar on the street? I don't think I can. And even if it was just hurting a little finger, I would not be willing.
神的爱是超过我们所能测度的。神为我们而牺牲了他的儿子，这个牺牲是真正的牺牲，弟兄姐妹，并不会因为三日之后的复活而变得没有牺牲。
God's love is greater than what we can possibly imagine. He gave up his son to save us. This is the ultimate sacrifice. And even with the resurrection, it is no less a sacrifice.
耶稣的死也是真正的死，并不会因为三日之后复活就变得没有死。
Jesus' death was a real death. And even with the resurrection, his death was just as real.
那神的爱也是真正的爱，神爱我们。他掩面不看自己的儿子狠下心来执行他拯救人类的计划，那么弟兄姐妹，显明神的爱，这是十字架的第二个意义。
God loves the sinner so much that he was determined to carry out his plan to save humanity. So demonstration of God's love is the second meaning of the cross.
十字架的第三个意义就是通达，往神的道路打通了。
The third meaning of the cross is the way to God is opened.
马太福音第27章50到51节，耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 50 to 51 says, And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
那这个幔子是至圣所前面的幔子。耶稣时代的那座圣殿是希律圣殿，它的规模比所罗门圣殿更大。
This veil is at the entrance of the Holy of Holies. And during Jesus' time, the temple was built by Herod to be bigger than King Solomon's temple.
所罗门圣殿的至圣所是长宽高各20肘，一肘是 1.5 英尺，20肘是30英尺。
The veil was 30 feet.
Thank you. So, 这是一个30英尺的巨大的幔子，从屋顶一直挂到地上，完全遮住至圣所的入口。
So this veil, 30 feet high, hangs from floor to ceiling. It closed off the Holy of Holies.
什么材料做的呢？根据摩西会幕的规定，至圣所的那个幔子必须是用蓝色、紫色、朱红色三种线和捻的细麻，以巧匠的手工绣上基洛伯。
According to Moses' instructions,It is a veil of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, and it shall be made with cherubim and work of a skillful workman.
那这是一幅费时费力、精工打造、又厚又重、奇大无比的幔子，不是说你站在下面用手一撕就可以把它给撕裂的，而是你拿剪刀去剪，剪了半天都不能够把它剪成两半。
So this veil is thick and heavy and expertly made.It is not easily torn with the hands, and not even a pair of scissors would do any good.
而且马太福音特别注明是说，它从上到下裂为两半，从30英尺的高度往下裂。
And it is said in Matthew's that the 30 feet long veil was torn from top to bottom.
弟兄姐妹，这个幔子不是人撕裂的，这个幔子是。耶稣在十字架上断气的时候神撕裂的。
Brothers and sisters, this veil was not torn by a man. God tore the veil at the moment of Jesus' death on the cross.
幔子代表什么呢？它代表道路上的拦阻。幔子裂开了，表示拦阻除去了，道路打通了。
The veil represents the obstacle on the road. The tearing of the veil symbolizes the removal of that obstacle and the opening of a path.
那这条路不是普通的路，这条路是唯一通往神的道路。
Except this path is no ordinary path. It is a path to God.
幔子裂开的时候，正是耶稣断气的时候。耶稣断气表示羔羊已经被杀了，赎罪祭已经献上了。
The veil tore at the moment of Jesus' last breath. Jesus' death represents the offering of the lamb as a final sin offering.
从今以后，神跟人之间不需要再设立拦阻，所有信耶稣的人都可以借着耶稣来亲近天父。
From that day forward, there will no longer be an obstacle between God and man. Whoever believes in Jesus can now approach God through Jesus.
这就是为什么希伯来书第十章十九到二十节这样说：弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。这幔子就是他的身体。
This is what it means where it says in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 to 20. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body.
通往神的道路打通了，这是十字架的第三个意义。
The way to God has been opened. This is the third meaning of the cross.
就如那首诗歌所说的，借着圣子耶稣可亲近天父，他已成功救赎，荣耀归天父。
So I'm reminded of the lyrics of a hymn that says, Oh come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done.
十字架的应用是三个 M。
The application of the cross today would consist of three M's.
第一个就是敬拜主，因为被杀的羔羊作王了。
The first application is to worship God.For the Lamb has become king.
十字架的第一个应用就是敬拜耶稣。
The first application of the cross is to worship Jesus.
在地上，羔羊被杀了，但是在天上，羔羊却作王了。
On earth, the Lamb was slain, and yet when he went to heaven, he was enthroned as king.
约翰看到天上的敬拜，他说：“我又看见。”且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
The Apostle John described what he saw in heaven. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures and the eldersAnd the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying in a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.
被杀的羔羊就是耶稣基督。耶稣基督配得我们的颂赞。他是万王之王，万主之主。他的名是万民之上的名。
The Lamb that was slain is Jesus Christ. He is worthy of our praise. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and his name is above all names.
一个人信主之后，应当立刻开始称颂耶稣的名，将权柄、荣耀、智慧、能力归给他。
As soon as a person professes Christ, he ought to automatically praise the name of Jesus, saying to him, Be all power, glory, and wisdom.
教会里面应该有真诚的敬拜。不只是敬拜天父，也是敬拜羔羊。
And as for the church, she ought to have the most sincere of worship, not only to God the Father, but also to the Lamb.
启示录五章十三到十四节，我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切的被造之物，都说愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给 做宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。四活物就说阿们，众长老也俯伏敬拜。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 13 to 14 says, And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them I heard saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped.
羔羊在天上得着颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势，在地上也要得着颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势。
The Lamb in heaven is worthy of blessing, honor, and glory. And on earth, he is also worthy of blessing, honor, glory, and power.
基督要在我们的教会中居首位、掌王权，要在我们的心目中被尊为大。
Christ wants to be first in our church and first in our hearts.
羔羊掌权的地方就有得胜、有平安、有祝福。
Wherever the Lamb has lordship, there is victory, peace, and blessing.
所以教会要敬拜主，归荣耀给被杀的羔羊，这是十字架的第一个应用。
So the church ought to worship the Lord and give glory to the Lamb who was slain. That is the first application of the cross.
十字架的第二个应用就是在神的家庭里面有和睦，因为中间隔断的墙拆毁了。
The second application of the cross is that there is peace in God's family because the wall that divides has been destroyed.
以弗所书说，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，而拆毁了中间隔断的墙，这样你们就不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14 and 19 says, For he himself is our peace.Who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens. You are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
那耶稣他被钉十字架之后，弟兄姐妹门徒就开始出去传福音。
Soon after Jesus was crucified, brothers and sisters, his disciples began to preach the gospel.
福音一传，就开始有人信主，而且是各种人都有。
From the beginning, many different kinds of people came to profess Christ.
各种人都信了耶稣，人跟人之间的障碍就开始被拆毁了。
As they believed in Jesus, those differences that separated people began to be torn down.
那耶路撒冷教会里面有希伯来人，就是犹太人，也有说希利尼话的犹太人，就如我们教会有华人，也有说英语的华人。
Now the church in Jerusalem had Hebrew-speaking Jews and Grecian Jews.Kind of like our church has Chinese speakers and English speakers.
那语言跟文化这两样，弟兄姐妹，是人类社会分别的两大因素。人喜欢跟语言相同、文化相同的人在一起。对于那些语言文化跟你不一样的人，你就会跟他保持距离。可是基督教会一出现之后，立刻就打破了这两个障碍。
Language and culture are two of the biggest barriers that separate different groups. Most people like to be with those of the same language and culture and tend to be distant from those who are different. But when the church first appeared, it transcended those two barriers.
那弟兄姐妹，比耶路撒冷教会更彻底的是安提阿教会。福音传到安提阿，打破了另外一个障碍，就是种族的障碍。门徒向外邦人传福音，外邦人开始信主，于是安提阿的教会里面有犹太人，也有希利尼人。
Even more revolutionary than the church in Jerusalem was the Antioch church. The gospel over there overcame a racial divide. The disciples shared the gospel with the Gentiles. Thus, the church at Antioch was comprised of Jews and Greek believers.
那耶路撒冷教会里面有犹太人跟说希利尼话的犹太人都还是犹太人，但是安提阿教会里面却有希利尼人，不同种族的人。
The church in Jerusalem had Hebrew-speaking Jews and Greek-speaking Jews, but Jews nonetheless. The church in Antioch had Greeks.
那福音继续广传，信主的外邦人越来越多，各种方言、各种长相 吃各种不同食物的人都开始归主，不但是归主，而且大家还一起敬拜，一起团契，彼此相爱，成为一家人。
And people of different languages and races all began to follow the Lord. They even came together to worship collectively, to fellowship with one another, to love one another, and to become one family.
传扬耶稣基督并他钉十字架有什么结果呢？结果就是不同背景的人在基督里面成为一家人。
What is the result of preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified? The result was people of different backgrounds coming together to become one household.
那弟兄姐妹，这是一个惊人的结果，就是福音它胜过了种族之间的歧视、语言之间的隔阂、文化之间的排斥、财富之间的差异、阶级之间的竞争，使万族万民因信耶稣在主里面成为一家人。
This is an unexpected result. The gospel overcame language barriers, racial prejudices, economic and social disparities, allowing all those who profess Christ to become part of God's family.
那弟兄姐妹，基督拆毁了我们中间隔断的墙，基督所拆毁的，你不要再去把它筑起来。
Now Christ has torn down what used to divide us. So let us not build those walls back up.
不是在你自己的家里面筑，而是在基督的身体，神的家，也就是教会里面筑墙。那还有什么比这一件事情更亵渎基督的？基督用他宝血所拯救的人，你因为语言和文化的差异而去排斥他。
Now what can be more insulting to Christ than if you exclude others on the basis of race and language?
那弟兄姐妹，十字架的第二个应用就是在教会里面除去分别，主内一家。
So the second application of the cross is for the church to get rid of prejudices and to become one family.
在我们这间教会里不许分大陆来的、台湾来的、香港来的，还是美国土生土长的。
At our church, we do not segregate based on where we come from or where we were born.
我们要靠着主的恩典，彼此接纳，彼此相爱，彼此尊重，彼此珍惜，因为我们是一家人。
We ought to accept and love one another and to respect one another as one family.
最后，基督徒第三个应用就是基督徒的信息永远确定了。
And the third application of the cross is that the Christian message is forever defined.
耶稣被钉十字架之后，第一个出来传福音的门徒是彼得。
After Jesus was crucified, the first disciple to preach the gospel was Peter.
那一天，彼得他在圣殿的所罗门廊下传福音，被犹太人的官给抓起来，因为那个时候天晚了，就把他关起来，说第二天再审问你。
Peter preached the gospel at the temple. And there he was arrested by the religious leaders.
彼得的遭遇很像耶稣的遭遇，耶稣他也是晚上被抓，第二天被审问。
His arrest was very similar to that of Jesus. Like Jesus, he was arrested at night, and then the following day he was questioned.
那当耶稣被抓的时候，彼得很害怕，甚至三次不认主。现在彼得自己被抓了，他怕不怕呢？
When Jesus was arrested, Peter was so fearful that he denied Christ. But now he himself has been arrested and brought before the leaders.
那到了第二天，那个官府他就把彼得还有那个一起被抓的约翰两个人都提出来审问。彼得那个时候面不改色，他就说了以下的话。
And yet Peter this time was unfazed, and together with John he answered the religious leaders.
说你们众人和以色列的百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这个人得痊愈，是因为你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
So Peter said boldly, Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel,that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name, this man stands before you in good health. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
圣经特别记载了官府的反应，说他们看见彼得约翰的胆量，又看出他们是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明了他们是跟过耶稣的。
And the Bible recorded the religious leaders' reaction. Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus.
那彼得这时候他不害怕。官府里的人虽然没有接受彼得的信息，他们没有听进去，但是却看出他的胆量，并且认出他是跟过耶稣的人。
Peter was no longer afraid. Though the leaders did not believe what Peter had preached, they were able to see his courage and even recognize him as having been with Jesus.
但是在那一天，主给了彼得胆量，主也给了彼得信息，除他以外，别无拯救。因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
The Lord gave Peter courage. The Lord also gave Peter the message to be preached, which was, "There is salvation in no one else, but there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved."
不但彼得传扬基督，保罗也传扬基督。保罗说：“弟兄们。”从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
In addition to Peter, Paul also preached the gospel, saying, "And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God." For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
十字架的第三个应用就是基督徒的信息被永远的清楚的定义了。我们不传别的，只传耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
The third application of the cross is to preach the message that has been clearly and forever established. We preach nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天是我们基督徒纪念耶稣的日子。
Dear brothers and sisters, today we remember Jesus Christ.
耶稣被钉十字架，赎了我们的罪，显明了神的爱，开了一条又新又活的路，使我们可以亲近神。
Jesus was crucified. He redeemed us from sin, demonstrated God's love, and opened for us a new and living path that leads to God.
耶稣被钉十字架，所以我们要敬拜他，要彼此接纳，成为一家人。而且我们不传别的，只传耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified. Let us worship him and accept one another as family and preach nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Amen.
Amen.